UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
In the world of electronic health records and an increase in this aging population, many physicians find themselves subjected to more intense scrutiny of quality and performance while they face an ever-increasing patient load. They can, like the rest of us, experience depression, burnout the way many professionals do. However, as physicians, they may be tempted to care for others before they care for themselves. My guest today is Dr. J. Michael Strawn, Jr. He's a gynecologic oncologist at UAB Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Strawn. Explain a little bit about physician burnout. Are doctors supposed to be gods? Do they have fatigue, depression, family concerns, just like the rest of us?
Yes, that's a excellent question. Believe it or not, when medical students go through medical school, there just hasn't been that much education on burnout. And so I think when trainees finish up, the majority of their focus is on their patients. And obviously many physicians and, especially physicians that may take care of serious patients or cancer patients undergo a very strenuous and demanding career. But there has been a lot of focus over the last 5 to 10 years that physician burnout is a major problem that has probably gone sort of underdiagnosed or not well appreciated, but people are finally figuring out that physician burnout is a very serious problem.
Well, I think, as you mentioned, in medical school, they may not get much education, but they certainly get initiated with residency and internship in those long hours and late nights and holiday and weekends. What do you think are some of the major causes of this? As I mentioned, electronic health records and the aging population, what do you see as some of the major causes?
I think the added stress of quality of care, as we put more and more focus on the quality of care that we provide our patients, what comes with that is this sort of overwhelming sort of feeling that everything must be perfect, all the emails must be answered, all the patients must be seen. And as you mentioned earlier, the electronic medical record probably has added, many hours to the week for most physicians. And so what has happened in order to get the work done, many physicians have taken that work home in order to, work from the computer at home in order to get, their work done. So the added time that people are focused on their patients, I think, is one of the major contributors. You also mentioned the amount of time that both trainees and physicians spend with their patients. It has been difficult for physicians to turn it off. And so I think a lot of the focus has been on getting physicians to sort of dial back or turn off their practice both at night and on weekends.
Dr. Strawn, do some physicians deny maybe that other doctors have this, or does first do no harm only apply to their patients? Do you feel, and in the workplace, are you seeing that doctors are hesitant to even address this subject of burnout because they've got patients to care for?
Yeah, I think there's been that sort of Superman complex that many physicians have had through the years, that patients require a physician who really doesn't have any weaknesses, and that's probably a bad way to sort of set up your career. And so I think most people now are realizing that you're going to experience some of the aspects of burnout, which include things like emotional exhaustion, depersonalization, and reduce personal accomplishment. And so those are sort of the factors that people are now talking about. In our field, in 2015, there was a survey of almost 400 gynecologic oncologists. And even in that survey, over a third of GYN oncologists admitted to experiencing burnout. And probably even more important is that the burnout rate does appear to be higher in women than in men, which is certainly a concern.
Wow. So if so many physicians are experiencing this, and when we learn about concussion, for example, Dr. Strawn, we learn that players on the field have to kind of keep their eye on each other to recognize those symptoms, kind of a buddy system. Do you think that that's something that could be tried in the medical workplace? And what symptoms would you like other physicians to be on the lookout for with their colleagues so that, maybe they can address it or get each other help?
Yeah, so you know, I think the sort of the symptoms would be people who you know, are having mood changes, and so obviously depression has been well associated with burnout. Certainly, signs of alcohol or drug abuse also have been tied to burnout, and certainly, you know, sort of the worst case scenario would be, you know, thoughts of suicide, et cetera. And so, you know, I think that, you know, coworkers need to be aware of those things. And obviously, if there appears to be a trend towards some mood issues, then hopefully physicians can step in and take care of their own. I think, you know, many physicians now are trying to really turn their patients over when they're, you know, not on call or not working. And so even in my practice in the first 5 to 10 years when I was on vacation, you know, I would still look at the electronic medical record and, you know, talk to people back at home. But I finally learned that when you're off, you really need to be off, and you have to trust your, you know, partners and trainees and other people who are working back at home to take care of your patients, but really turn it off and enjoy your time away from the hospital.
That's an excellent point. Now, and this may be difficult to answer, but what can be done? Does leadership play a role in this? The CEOs of hospitals or somebody that's running the practice, and maybe it's a multiple physician practice. So as you say, you can give up your call time to other physicians. Do you think it's more up to the physicians, Dr. Strawn, or do you think that leadership really needs to step in and address this as they would any other employee workplace issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, specifically at UAB, I've been very impressed with the leadership as they have begun to address this problem over the last few years. Most of the surveys that have been sent to physician have included questions about burnout, depression, support from your, you know, departmental leadership. And so, you know, at UAB, there's been a big focus on trying to assess how common this problem is. Additionally, UAB has the professional development office, which basically provides counseling and coaching for students, residents, fellows, and faculty, so that now you have a place where you can call and be seen by someone trained in these issues. What's pretty amazing is that you can be seen usually within 1 to 2 days. These appointments are free. This information is not an electronic medical record. So this is a completely confidential counseling session or appointment with an MD to discuss, you know, many of the issues that we've talked about. And so hospitals and CEOs, as you suggested, really have to put the time, the money, the energy, the education into physician wellness. And I think many of them are, because this is a topic that can no longer go sort of, you know, unnoticed or, you know, not discussed. So I have been impressed with, you know, many of the hospitals that are really addressing this.
Well, as workplace wellness is becoming so popular for the normal employee with workout rooms and massage therapists and even meditation times and yoga, all of that sort of thing, do you see as a possible solution something along those lines? Would you doctors even be willing to take time out and go work out or get a massage or do meditation? What do you see are some possible solutions for this?
Yeah, you're right. Those are things that the hospitals are offering. Obviously, you have to have the time to do it. So, when the services are offered, you still have to have the time away from your, clinic or surgery or call. And so, the first step is to have those there. But then, I think people are going to have to either, have some time during the day to do that, or people are going to have to cover for each other. Obviously, if you're in clinic, 8 to 5, then you can do those things, at home or on your own time. But, I think if you could find some time to do that, during your work day, then those things are going to help. There has been some, techniques taught, which are sort of self techniques, which are, basically taking a few minutes in your office, whether that's, lying on the floor and stretching or meditation or just some sort of exercises to take a deep breath. I think, it's kind of easy, quick things to do when you're having a stressful day. But obviously you can't do that, with patients or in the clinic. And so you do have to find a little bit of time to get away. Another important thing is that many people just won't disconnect from the email or from the next project on their, to-do list. And so I think people are going to have to make an effort to sort of sign off during the day a little bit to take some time for themselves.
So in summary, Dr. Strawn, tell other physicians what you'd like them to know about recognizing physician burnout and what you would like they themselves to be experiencing, what you'd like them to let people know, some possible solutions so that you don't have maybe errors or medicational issues coming up or any of those kind of things. Tell your colleagues what you want them to know about this physician burnout so that we can reduce early retirement of you much needed doctors.
I think the first thing we have to recognize is that the research has been done. Surveys are coming out every year, and so the problem is real. So we have to accept that a very high number of physicians experience, differing aspects of burnout. So, awareness and recognition, I think, is number one. The second is that there are resources to receive education, and so in our specialty, we're actually participating in a beta course for GYN oncologists. So we're actually teaching a 4-month course on some different aspects of wellness to our trainees. And so if those type of resources are available to you, then my recommendation would obviously to be, to get involved with those things. And then the things that you can control, spending time with your family, getting away from, work, the city, whether that's, going to the lake or to the beach, a place outside of your normal environment, travel, sporting events, concerts, those type things that are totally different from medicine. Everybody needs to have some hobbies or some things to do, to, get away from the things that we like. Is we obviously like our patients, we like taking care of patients, but everybody's got to have some hobby, and people who have families and kids, obviously focusing on them is a good way to think about something else, do something else.
Well, I think it's so important, everything you've stated, to keep that engaged and resilient health professional workforce. And thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Strawn. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. And a community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-UAB-MIST. 822-6478. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.